This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website, gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs at the website. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. New ones are being added every week. That website address is gospel2africa.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have internet links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page. Again, that's found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Those of you who listen to our program regularly know that I open and close each program with prayer, honoring and glorifying God and asking His blessing on our efforts. Jesus Himself taught His disciples how to pray a model prayer as a template or type of prayer to be prayed by His followers. We call that the Lord's Prayer, but actually it is the disciples' prayer. The real Lord's Prayer comes in John chapter 17, and we will cover that in just a few minutes. In the broadcast today, I'm going to give examples of when Jesus prayed to His Heavenly Father while Jesus was on earth, just to give us a sense for how the Lord Jesus prayed. Sometimes the Bible does not record what Jesus said in His prayer, just that He did pray, such as in Luke 5:16, where it says, "But Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer." Or in Matthew 14:23, after sending them home, He went up into the hills by Himself to pray. Night fell while He was there alone. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught us the model of what an ideal prayer should be like. Here is this quote from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 13. "When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, do not babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Do not be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask Him. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And do not let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Then in Luke chapter 6, we see how Jesus prayed extensively before the important decision of choosing the 12 disciples. One day, soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night. At daybreak, he called together all of his disciples, and he chose 12 of them to be apostles. Luke chapter 22, verses 39 to 43, record Jesus praying to his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane just before his arrest by the Roman guards who took Jesus to be questioned, beaten, and crucified. Here is that Bible portion in Luke. Then, accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, "Pray that you will not give in to temptation." He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. Matthew chapter 11 records one of the prayers of Jesus, where Jesus honors the pure simplicity of children and how simply they receive the gospel message. At that time, Jesus prayed this prayer, "O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way." John chapter 17 is an extended prayer by Jesus to his Father, God Almighty. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he looked upward to heaven and said, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you have given him authority over all humanity, so that he may give eternal life to everyone you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. I glorified you on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me at your side with the glory I had with you before the world was created. I have revealed your name to the men you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they understand that everything you have given me comes from you, because I have given them the words you have given me. They accepted them, and they really understand that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I am praying on behalf of them. I am not praying on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those you have given me, because they belong to you. Everything I have belongs to you, and everything you have belongs to me, and I have been glorified by them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them safe in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I kept them safe and watched over them in your name that you have given me. Not one of them was lost, except the one destined for destruction, so that the scripture could be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I am saying these things in the world, so they may experience my joy completed in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Set them apart in the truth. Your word is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I set myself apart on their behalf, so that they too may be truly set apart. I am not praying only on their behalf, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their testimony, that they will all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. I pray that they will be in us, so that the world will believe that you sent me. The glory you gave to me I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be completely one, so that the world will know that you sent me, and you have loved them just as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they can see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, even if the world does not know you, I know you, and these men know that you sent me. I made known your name to them, and I will continue to make it known, so that the love you have loved me with may be in them, and I may be in them. That prayer of Jesus includes his prayer for people like you and me who believe in Jesus as a result of the good news being spread by those early disciples. Are you wanting to be a follower of Jesus, a true believer in Jesus as Lord and Savior? Are you ready now to commit your life to Jesus in true confession and repentance from sin? I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. We also have links to African Language Bibles on our Facebook page. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address, gospel2africa.com. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com. And that is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Luke 9:23-25. Then Jesus said to the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but are yourself lost or destroyed?"